stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning, and how's you? How you? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, is like, what the? And it's interesting, the responses. Really? And it also good for you that you are responding because you are paying attention to what you are thinking and what's going on inside of you. Well, some of you are. You. So, and the whole purpose of life is to overcome your fallen state. Now, most people are not going to do it. And what's my purpose? I want to know my purpose in life. They think their purpose is to life is cook, sew, earn, build houses, get married, have children. That ain't your purpose. Go to college and blah, blah, blah. That ain't your purpose in life. But so amazing. The biblical question concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Which color would you choose to be right concerning race? Amazing, huh? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, you're over in New York and you're allegedly running for mayor and you're out yelling at the Herman. What's Holman, the DEA? What's Holman job?
Tom Holman. Oh.
What?
Border czar.
The border czar, you're out on the street yelling at him because they arrested a person who seemed to be threatening American, allegedly. And you're pretending you said so much about it, but you're really trying to get attention so you can run for mayor and people vote for you. You don't really care about the person in prison at all. Or in jail, you don't care if the person's being deported. Not one iota. But you're out on the street yelling really loud and jumping up in front of the line so everybody can see it's you and talk about it in the media so you can get attention there. When you run for mayor, allegedly, you can maybe win. So if you're doing that, if your heart is wicked, and you're out on the streets yelling and hating your fellow man and made up reason as to why you can hate them, you still can be listening to the show as well. You can podcast, but you can be listening. And if you're an illegal alien and you got one of those phones that says, I'm going back home, you know how Joe Biden gave y'all the phone to come that said, I'm coming? Now the phones have been reversed. They said, I'm going back. You can be listening to the show on your journey back. That app, the phone app thing, yes. You too can be listening to the show. You can podcast, so when you do get back to your country, you can relax and watch the show. But you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday again. And what's so amazing about Thursday, because we love the Christians. We love the Allahu Abba people. We love the Mormons. We love the Jews. We love the Gentiles. We love our enemies. We love our friends. And so a lot of people into the Bible. And nothing wrong with reading the Bible. Read the Bible, but not to remember. All right? But the Bible people love talking about the Bible, but they don't listen. Why, they'll make a Bible question or comment, but while you're trying to respond, they're just sitting there waiting with another scripture in their head, in their heads, and so they're not responding to your response to their question or comment. So we decide, you know what, we love the Bible thumpers. So we're going to have Thursday for the Bible thumpers, and today is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why?
Why?
Why
George?
Why George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? Amazing. Let me tell you this, and then I want to give you this soundbite and then to your phone calls or super chats. Anyone, and you can. You can put your, what are those little coin things called that a lot of young people are doing?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. You can put your Bitcoin on this. You can put your cash on this. You can put your credit card on this. You can put your crypto on this. You can put your whatever on this. If you have anger, you're evil. And if you have anger, you're evil, you're desperate. And I have to tell you, without a doubt, you are living in hell already. You're dead, and you're in hell. So you don't have to be afraid of going to hell. You're already in hell. You honestly, you could bank on that. You could crypto on that. Anyone that has anger has hatred. And you're separated from the light of God. You have no love. And you are in hell. Eyes are open, but barely breathing. You're in hell already. That's why you're afraid of hell, because you're already in hell. If you don't see hell on earth, then you're blind. Human beings with anger are evil and separated from God. And all that they, what's that word, hate, I was asking?
Project.
All they project is hell. Human beings are projecting inside of them, on bringing on the outside. That's what projection is, right? If you're angry on the inside, you're going to project that on the outside and then blame somebody else that you're angry. or that you have fear, or that you're looking for love and all that. You're projecting what's happening inside of you. That's what it means, right?
I think so.
Is that not sure?
Right.
Is it sure?
No.
You're not sure?
Right.
Why not? Don't you project on the outside what's on the inside?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Projection. Look at human beings projecting hell inside of them. Hell comes through human beings, and they inflict it upon other human beings. And they have fear, and they cry at night. And you may not cry tears out loud at night, but you're in fear. You can't sleep at night. You can't be a perfect peace, and you're crying because you are in hell. And then you say, well, I'm afraid to die because I don't want to go to hell. You're already in hell. Welcome to hell. Human beings are projecting hell on themselves and imposing it from within to the outside on others. Look how human beings treat one another. Do they treat each other with heaven? Do they show love? Do they love one another? Do they pray for one another? They don't. They don't. And thank God. Remember, I didn't really want the internet and all that to come about. I was going to get rid of it when I become president, and I'm going to bring all the people back to work. I'm going to do what Doge is doing. Bring you back to work. If you don't give me 5 reasons why what you did this week, you're fired. I mean, 5 things you did this week. But I think we better keep the computers, because it shows the hell and wickedness in our government and parents and friendships and relationships and everything. Human beings are wicked and nasty and evil, and they hurt themselves, and then they hurt others, and they get a thrill from hurting others. You can look online at how people treat each other. They are online getting thrills from hurting one another. All they're getting is a thrill, and they call it life. They call it joy. Christ said, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. It's a murderer. And they're murdering themselves, and they roam the earth. They roam the internet to see who they can murder. That's why human beings love to blame other people for the way they feel. They get mad at other people because they disagree with them and all that. And they want to hurt them because they get a thrill. It's not bringing them life. It's bringing them death. Look how they turn on Elon Musk. They loved Elon. They loved the Tesla. I remember seeing on Jesse Waters' show last night, I believe it was last night, where Barack Obama, when the fallen Messiah was president, he met with Elon Musk, and they were talking about, I guess, spaceships and stuff like that. And Obama was pretending that he loved Musk. They were all loving Musk. Now that Musk had a change of mind for whatever reason, they hate Musk now. They're destroying his cars or trying to, his business. Think about how many times you have turned on someone that was close to you or supposed to be close to you. Or they've turned on you. And you'd get a thrill. Whether it's a so-called good thrill or bad thrill, it's the same thrill. It's evil. Human beings are evil. And you're making a horrible mistake to trust them. I don't care who it is. And remember on Sunday we talked about online dating? I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. How can you trust somebody online? You can't even trust the person you meet in person. How are you going to go online and pick a date and think that that person is telling you the truth about themselves? What's wrong with you? Why not just live and see what's right and let righteousness add to you what you should be having. But no, you pay money and go online. And online dating is evil. It's not good. You're never going to meet the person you think you're meeting. ABC 7 has reported that a State Farmer executive was fired after an undercover video recorded during a Tinder date appears to show him talking about rate hikes, after the Southern Cal wildfire. Watch this from ABC 7.
Good afternoon. Pretty shocking chain of events here. This was a State Farm Insurance top executive fired after an undercover video appears to show him talking about rate hikes. What's worse, the comments were made in reference to fire victims in the Pacific Palisades. Now, the video, it may be difficult to hear, but there are subtitles.
Where the Palisades are. There'll never be houses built in parts where, like, people want to be built in areas where they live, like, natural areas around them,
yeah,
for their ego, but they're also, it's a desert.
Hayden Kirkpatrick was a vice president for innovation and venture capital at State Farm. According to reporting from the LA Times, he was recorded during a Tinder date saying that a request for rate hikes was kind of orchestrated, but not in the way you would think. In the video, he appears to describe a bargaining situation with the Department of Insurance. He describes a final bargaining chip of threatening to cancel policies.
Amazing. On his date with somebody on Tinder. You're already in hell. Human beings are never going to treat you right. They have no love. They don't even know what it is to treat one another right. They have no love. How can you treat someone right when you don't know what love is? Love is not a feeling. It's not an emotion. That's hate. And just according to this report now, he had met this gal online, and he went on his date with her and talked about his job. Think about that. What kind of employee you are if you go on a date or you go just hanging out with friends and you're talking about your job? Where's the appreciation for your job? If you have a problem at work, you talk to your boss about it. You're really not supposed to talk to other employees about work, boss. But this idiot allegedly is on a date telling this person about putting down his job. What do you think she's going to do? And you found her online? And I don't know, but it seemed as though he put it down to customers with a date that he met, according to a report online. The California subsidiary fired the man for his claims, but he believes his Tinder date was a setup. You think? Watch this from ABC 7.
State Farm General, the company's California subsidiary, has filed for emergency 22% rate hike for its homeowner policies. It cites the fires and a $5 billion decline in its surplus account over the last decade. State Farm sent us this statement saying, "These assertions are inaccurate and in no way represent the views of State Farm. They do not reflect our position regarding the victims of this tragedy, the commitment we have demonstrated to the people of California, or our hiring practices across the company." They also confirmed that Kirkpatrick is no longer affiliated with State Farm. He has made comments telling the LA Times that he believes that Tinder date where the video was recorded was a setup. We reached out to Kirkpatrick ourselves. We have not yet heard back. Meanwhile, the California Department of Insurance says, quote, "We want answers from State Farm. This only raises more questions."
Amazing. So let's say it was a setup. I don't know, but let's say it was a setup. Why are you telling some female your problems or your job? And you shouldn't even tell her if you already know her, if it's your mama. You shouldn't be able to say that. But he's on a date telling this woman all this stuff, whether he was set up or not. He's still wrong for doing it. she's wrong for setting him up if she did it, of course. But she didn't make him get on a date and tell about his job. Put down his job like that. That is his fault. You are responsible for you. And you can't blame anyone else for your problem, for your actions. It's really you. You are your own world. And it looked like he said something like the homes in Pacific Palisade should have been built there. Did you say something like that? Hey,
kind of, yeah.
Kind of, allegedly. How you going to make that decision? And he's talking to a female stranger that he met on Tinder. Love me Tinder. And I bet he cheated at her. And he blamed her, saying that she set him up. She didn't make him talk. She didn't make him sit there and put down his job like that or say those things about his job and about the people that was in the burn. And allegedly he said, cause it's a desert out there. That doesn't even make sense. How are you going to tell somebody where they can build their house? Home. So you can do your little social media dating if you want. You're meeting the devil. The women are meeting the devil and the men are meeting the devil. And they destroy one another. I wonder if this is true. How does this female feel today or whenever this happened? How does she feel that she deliberately went on Tinder, however it happened, and she seduced some guy to go on a date with her, and she set up a video recorder, allegedly, and got this man to talk, and then she turned it in and destroyed his job? What does that feeling feel like? Is she getting a thrill from that? Is that her job in life to destroy people? And is it his job to go out and talk about his job like that to strangers, to anyone really, but to strangers? A man shouldn't even go home and talk to his wife about his job. So how are you going to go on Tinder? Love me Tinder. He has no business going home and telling the wife how his day was. The moment she asks, how was your day? Give her the finger. She's a Cherokee. What a mess. This is hell on earth. What a beta. This is hell on earth. You're already in hell. Don't be afraid of hell. You're in hell. Because if you were afraid of hell, afraid of dying, you would come out of hell. But you love your hell, so you stay. And you love fear. And you think that's bad, and it is. This is really hell on earth. Can you believe that? And the hell is coming through human beings. What's that word again, hey?
Projecting.
They are projecting hell onto the world. They are projecting what's on the inside of them onto the world. The devil is in the details. That's why you need a brand new heart. You're not going to change another person by trying to change their mind. A change of mind is just a change of mind. A change of mind is not a change of life. You need a brand new heart. You need a change of heart. You need a change of heart. Salvation is of the heart. The heart is evil. No man can determine, a woman, how evil it is. And you think that's bad? I have some more from the New York Post. Talk about Bible thought for Thursday. You better be trying to pray over your hospitals. Which hospital are you going to? You know how the Christians like to lay out hands and pray? Stretch our hand and pray. Let's pray together. Stretch your hand out. Put your hands on Donald Trump and pray for him. New York Post. Four people have been slapped with charges after a five-year-old boy was incinerated in a pressurized oxygen chamber while being treated at a Michigan alternative medicine center earlier this year, officials said on Tuesday. Watch this from Fox to Detroit.
This case is of great concern for public safety. If this is how this operation is being run, I'm so relieved that this hasn't happened before.
And something the Troy judge repeated several times could have been prevented. But the attorney general's office alleges the Oxford Center CEO, Tammy Peterson, and three of her workers put greed over patient safety, leading to second-degree murder charges and involuntary manslaughter for Alita Moffitt. In court, we learned she was the unlicensed worker running the hyperbaric oxygen chamber when it caught fire, killing 5-year-old Thomas Cooper.
One of the co-defendants in this case was actively tampering with this particular hyperbaric chamber, and all of the evidence leads us to the conclusion that it was done with the permission and perhaps at the order of this defendant.
Amazing. No relation to Jesse Peterson. Amazing, huh? Prosecution believe the hospital CEO encouraged her employees not to follow safety protocols. Why is this?
The prosecution believes Peterson encouraged her assistant manager, Gary Markin, to alter the machines, rolling back thousands of cycle hours to avoid required maintenance of the hyperbaric chambers. Her safety officer, Jeffrey Mosteller, is accused of not following safety protocols. Both also charged with second-degree murder after investigators discovered the day Cooper was killed, there was a lack of grounding wires, creating a spark that triggered an explosion. Flames erupted in the chamber, and Thomas, who was receiving treatment for ADHD and sleep apnea, was trapped inside. We've learned the Oxford Center was understaffed and undertrained. The day of the explosion, one worker didn't even know how to work the fire extinguisher.
How is a machine going to help you with ADHD? Isn't that supposed to be like you ain't paying attention to something? Amazing, huh? When police started investigating the CEO, she immediately wiped her laptop clean. Watch this.
Police started investigating. The assistant attorney general claims Peterson immediately wiped her laptop, lied, and ran from police who wanted to search her phone.
Days after the explosion, the defendant admitted to wiping her laptop. She lied to investigators to prevent access to video of the explosion in this case.
The judge in this case considering Peterson a flight risk after it was revealed she had an active visa to China and recently purchased Iraqi currency.
What I'm going to do at this point in time is set her bond in the amount of $2 million.
The judge also forbid Peterson from going to or talking to anyone at the Oxford Centers in Troy or Brighton, since we've learned she has a history of harassing and using legal pressure to silence those who speak out against her.
Amazing. China, here I come. And what is alternative medicine anyway? What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth. And you trust the experts. What kind of parent will let their child be put into a pressurized machine and thinking that that's going to help so-called ADHD? Come on now. Parents, start thinking for yourself. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Quick break. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. He doesn't need any oxygen for his brains. They are functioning quite well. Amazing. Energy given to him by God. So before I go to the phone, my producer is here, Derek, and I asked him, how is putting a person in an oxygen machine, whatever it was, a chamber, going to help you be smarter?
Right.
Right. And you say?
I looked it up. It said it helps by increasing the oxygen to the brain. So potentially it improves the brain function, and I'm reading what it says.
But how is improving the brain function going to make you smarter?
Well, that's everything kind of stems from the brain as far as your thinking process, how you move your body. You know, so you got to start from the brain. Just, what you mean? It's the brain.
It's the brain? What do you mean?
It's the brain. You need the brain in order to read, write, comprehend things. You know, it all stems from the brain. So if your brain is functioning right, hey, you know, there should be no problem.
And so putting this kid in this tank, allegedly, was supposed to make him smarter?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing is, I did a little research on it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty expensive device.
The machine is?
Yeah, the
oh, machine. So it's about the money.
I mean, it's
because
about
if this story is true, the person or people that put him in the machine, they haven't sense either. They need oxygen for their brains.
Yeah. Now that's true. I agree with that. They needed some oxygen for their brains for sure. But that case is insane.
And then the lady about to go to China, according to the report.
She was fixing to take all her coins and get up out of here. She was not playing. But
that's what a mess.
I respect it, though. That's an ambitious woman.
that's the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. That is a problem.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
Right on.
My producer, Derek, folks. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jeremy. Jermaine.
Is that right?
Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well.
Excellent. Is Joel still sleeping on the show?
Who's that?
Joel. So I was watching Get a Job last night. Just popped up on my YouTube, but I saw the episode where you were saying Joel was sleeping on the job.
Amazing. Well, he's awake right now. He's wide awake. I'm wide awake. Amazing.
That was so funny. So early this morning, I was up. So I was reading in Romans, right?
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, when Paul the Apostle was writing to the Romans and about their sinful ways and everything. And he was saying that when God comes, he's going to show us anger and he will judge us and the world with fairness, right? Do you remember that? Or
with fairness, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to show how angry he is, and he will judge the world with fairness.
Okay.
Like, you know, and it remind me, and I went back to Genesis, right, where, you know, Adam and Eve, they eat the fruit, and they have become like God, knowing good and evil, right? But then God said, if you eat from the tree, you shall surely die. And by him saying you're gonna surely die, I think he meant by saying you're gonna obviously you die, but then because now you know good and evil, you're gonna start judging people. So if someone do bad, you're gonna judge them. If someone do good, you're going to judge them because that they're gonna make you feel some type of way, right? And by them feeling some type of way and judging them, it's because the spirit have been passed down from the mother to the kids. Because remember, God did put enmity between the mother and the snake. And then by that, he put it between the seed of the kids as well. So it was just interesting reading the Romans, and then I have to go back to Genesis to see the correlation with these verses. And because it's passed down from the woman to the kid, and she's still subjective to her thoughts, which is the devil causing her to gossip, do cruel things to her kids, and for the kids as well to grow up and be murderers and arguing and cheating and you know the woman is hard to get along with too, right? So it's just funny.
And your question is what?
No, it's not a question. It's just want to hear your thoughts on these things that, you know, I've been reading the Bible and then I have to go back. So,
well, when God said that because Eve ate from the tree, she would die, or if Adam, both of them, would die, he meant spiritually. They would no longer have a relationship with them, but with him, but they would be of their father, the devil, which is death. And if you notice that any human being, and all human beings do until they start to overcome, human beings are angry, they're evil, they're wicked, and they are dead spiritually, but they don't know it. They're living in darkness.
Yeah, because even the man in the house too, right, so weak, he can't even protect the kid from the mother because the evil comes through the mother because she's the one that have been subjective to the devil, right, her thoughts. And then the man end up listening to her instead of listening to the father. But also, he did say that, but we can be free lest the man also take from the tree of life.
And God does not judge him, by the way.
Huh?
God does not judge you.
Okay, yeah. So when he says, when Paul was saying that he's going to judge you and he's going to be fair, what does that mean then?
That he knows what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. And because he knows what's going on, he's not going to judge you in the way that human beings judge each other.
Okay, I see. Right. So he's going to judge you by the evil that is inside of you.
He knows that it's not you, but it's something else that's made a home in you. And it is making you do the things that you do. And as a result of him knowing that, you might not know that, but he knows it. He will not judge you because it's not you. That's why he doesn't want you to get into this idea that you're a sinner or you're a saint or that you're right or that you're wrong or any of those things because it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Human beings are blind and they don't know that because they don't see what's driving them. And they think that the what's driving them is them, and so they're judging others because, as you said, they are playing God. Anyone that has anger has hatred. Anyone that has hatred plays God.
Mm-hmm. But when Paul says in that verse that God will, I think he says judge you. I might be misquoting that, but he says he's going to judge you by your faith, right? So when he's going to judge you by your faith, isn't that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that God exists? Because he has proven that he's existed because of all his creation.
I don't understand that statement.
So Paul said the Father will judge you accordingly due to your faith, right? So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that he came and died for our sins and all the other stuff, how does that correlate then, knowing that if you don't have faith, you will be judged right fairly?
But when you, I don't quite understand the statement, but I don't know what you mean by faith in Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that?
So when you have faith, no, faith as in knowing that he existed and
do you have faith in Jesus Christ?
I would think so.
Do you?
I would think so. Because you're not going to be judged by...
Do you have faith in Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I do.
And how do you know you have faith in Jesus Christ?
By living by his word and try my best possible to live in the present and not let what's in me drive me to do these wicked things and these crazy thoughts and these cruel things that, because I know.
And when you say living by his word, how are you living by Jesus Christ's word?
Well, not by his word, but like example that when you live on earth, but by the word of God. That's what I should have said, my bad.
Repeat that.
I meant to say by living by his example when he was on earth,
And what was his example on earth?
You know, don't judge, but be present with the Lord. And when the thoughts come, you know it's not you, but the thing that is inside of you. And when you see people doing these cruel things, you're not supposed to judge them because you yourself knows that it's not them, but the
but
spirit.
How do you, but I'm not understanding how you... I'm trying to understand, not that you're wrong or right, I'm wondering how is it that you believe in Jesus Christ?
How?
Yeah.
That's something how do I believe in Jesus Christ?
You did say you believe in Jesus, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so how do you believe in Jesus?
Because, I mean, when you read the Bible, God says he's going to send his son to come and die for our sins so we can be clear of all our sins. So, yeah, I believe Jesus Christ came and definitely died for our sins by his blood washing away that sins for us. And we're no longer sinners, but we are now like living, and we just need to move away from the thoughts.
But how do you believe in Jesus?
How do by living by doing the action?
Did Jesus tell you to believe in him?
Well, no, he said to believe in the Father, but
and so
but,
why do but, you but, and how do but, you believe in Jesus then?
But then I have to. Well, maybe I've misspoken. You're right on that part.
No, I'm not or wrong. I'm just trying to get understanding. That's all. I'm not. I'm just asking. You said you believe in Jesus, and I'm wondering how do you believe in Jesus? For those who don't know how to do it, how are you believing in Jesus?
Because he said the only way to the Father is through him, right? So, of course, I have to like somewhat know that I misspoke in that part when I say I believe in Jesus, but then I should have said like I believe in God or have a faith in God, but then I know that he sent his son to come and die for us, so we can go back to him through his son by being a living example.
So you don't know how you believe in him?
I thought I'd just explain, but I said I misspoken in that part.
Oh, okay. So you don't believe in Jesus.
So I think I believe in God, but then now you have me thinking like what I said before. Okay. Well, what are your thoughts then? Let me hear your thoughts on this.
On what?
And what when I said I believe in Jesus, what's the correct way? What's your thought on
that? But why did you say that?
That's what I said. I've misspoken because, of course, I believe in God, right? And he sent his son to die for our sins. So I have faith in his word. And I try as much as possible to live like how Jesus has lived when he was on earth as a true
example. And how did he live?
Rightfulness. He didn't judge because he knows what was happening with people wasn't them. And I wouldn't say I'm fully there because he went and healed people. He went and walked in water and do all of these things that we have not seen in the world for a long time or we have not witnessed ourselves. So there's a lot more to that.
Amazing. Nice. Joel told me to tell you the past is the past.
Nice.
Remember when you fell asleep, you say?
Joel, that was so funny last night. I was just lying in bed and get a job came up. I was like, Joel, man, sleep on the job.
Amazing. What we believe, well, I mean, not what we believe, because most people don't. You believe, I mean, we should believe the message that Jesus brought. When you believe in the word, the words that he spoke and the word that he brought, that's what he's talking about, because the truth that he spoke was the truth of God. God was speaking through him. So when you believe in the message, you believe in the Son, you believe it through the Son back to the Father, because you believe the truth, and it's the truth that is drawing you back to the Father.
Yeah.
But the Christians say that, I believe in Jesus. And so I'm like, why do you believe in Jesus? Because he died. God sent him, and he died, and he rose again. So they believe about Jesus, but they don't believe in Jesus because they don't even understand what that means.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed, Jesse, is because as a kid, I grew up Christian, but I didn't really know what it meant.
Yeah.
And it's been forced onto us. That's why I noticed a lot of people, they move away from Christianity because they've been traumatized by it. It wasn't set an example of how they live for us to get an example of how to live. It was just force on us.
Absolutely.
So I totally understand that part.
Thank you, man. Amazing conversation. Thank you. Call me again. I got to run because of time, but thank you.
Amazing. All right, Jesse, have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much. 888-775-3773. I can't believe this hour is almost up. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Mike Young says, hey, Jesse and James Hake, have you guys heard about the so-called trans something in Congress being called Mr.? And the weak beta male Democrat congressman had a hissy fit like a woman.
We have that coming up. That story coming up for you today. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
This morning, Anthony on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Said, Bible thumping, thumping Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning. Bible thumping Thursday. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone says, Whoopi Goldberg needs to go and be in the kitchen because everything she say is stupid. And she's looking like a crybaby and need to be cooking up some food or cleaning.
Maybe Whoopi should go over there and live where, what's her name, live now?
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland.
With Rosie O'Donnell.
Do they have black people in Ireland?
Unfortunately.
They do?
No, I think they do. I'm kidding about unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm not kidding. No, I think they do because didn't they have a black guy stab some kids over there or something like that?
Oh.
Or an Algerian.
In Ireland? Ireland?
Ireland.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks?
One of the Irelands.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone bought our coffee. I'm 50% black and 50% white. It's so hard. Half the time I'm working hard, I talk professionally. On time, I know how to spell. On the other half, I'm lazy and late to work. Can't spell. Talk in a ghetto manner. How do you do it, Jesse? You're 100% black and I'm only 50%. It's just so hard. Crying.
Amazing. How does a person know that they're 50% one race and 50% the other?
Science.
What do? They measure your blood or something?
Maybe.
They take your blood out and they look at, oh, yeah, here's half a cup of blood in black. Here's another half in white.
Or maybe it's a...
How do they tell what percent?
It could be a black mom and a white dad. Or the other way around. Maybe he just looked at his parents.
And so... Does the children's identity come from the father or from the mother?
Beats me. Depends on the kid.
I'm not talking about the evil identity.
Oh.
I mean, like, when the baby's being made. Is it identities of the father?
Depends on the tradition, then. Because it comes from both, but some traditions say you are whatever your father is, and then others say if your mother's Jewish, then you're Jewish,
for example.
Did
you know it used to be the other way around? If your father's Jewish, you're Jewish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a Jew told me that.
I didn't know
that. A Jewish person told me that. It used to be, at one time, if your father's Jewish, you're Jewish. But then I forgot what they said happened when they changed that, and they said if your mother's Jewish.
Well, if they see the baby come out of the mother, they tend to know that that's the mother's baby.
No, but they said it used to be the father.
Yeah, I get it. That's how it seems like it should be.
Right. It doesn't make sense that if the mama Jewish, you're Jewish. That doesn't make sense, but thank you.
Thank you, someone.
Amazing.
We have several other super chats, but we'll have to read them later, guys.
Let's take a break. Two more hours to go, and I come back straight to your calls. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. And Hate has on one of those surfing shirts today. It looks like a surfing shirt. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but some good things, some nice developments. coming from the Trump administration. It's refreshing. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, March 13th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, I'm doing both the Boomer phone sign and the Zoomer phone sign, or Alpha phone sign, Generation Alpha. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports two astronauts who've been stuck in space in orbit since June of last year. They were only supposed to be there like a week or 10 days, something like that. They will have to wait a bit longer. It's been more than 6 months, more than like 8 months or something. A bit longer to return home after SpaceX, even SpaceX can't save them, at least not yet, waved off Wednesday's launch attempt of the rocket carrying their relief crew. What a mess. And the budget battle here in America ahead of a critical Senate vote on a temporary government funding bill. Democrat so-called leaders face a paradoxical choice. Should they shut down the government to try to save the big, evil, bloated government? That's what they want to do. That gamble could come with a significant downside as shuttered agencies and thousands of furloughed federal workers, so-called workers, could be left even more vulnerable to the metaphorical chainsaw wielded by Elon Musk. Senate Minority Leader, because he's in the Democrat minority, Chuck Schumer, not a Christian, he said the Democrats have the votes to block the House-backed GOP spending bill and called on Senate Republicans to cut a deal to avert a government shutdown Friday night. Senate Majority Leader John Thune has set up a key vote for Friday on that bill, though the vote could happen earlier if senators were to reach an agreement. More good news, climate rollbacks. The Trump administration plans to roll back major climate policies, propaganda policies, right? Communist policies, in a blow to America's communist progress on clean air, clean water, and climate action, whatever that means, something bad. The changes are expected to inject even more uncertainty into key industries, including manufacturing. Get used to freedom, which President Donald J. Trump has pledged to support manufacturing. In addition, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, they're dismantling a vehicle pollution rule that the evil, crooked Joe Biden administration finalized back in March of last year, 2024, a year ago, which by mandating less pollution from cars, they would have pushed the U.S. automakers to produce more EVs, electric vehicles, that most people don't want still, and so-called fuel-efficient hybrid models that run on a mixture of gasoline and batteries, small batteries. The fresh pendulum swing for regulations going back to freedom could prove difficult for the auto and electricity utility industries, which plan years in advance, and they typically like stability. Get used to freedom, guys and gals. And that prominent Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil, he will remain in a federal immigration detention facility in Louisiana days after he was arrested for his role in so-called protests, communist protests maybe, against the Israel-Hamas war at Columbia University last spring. His green card was revoked by the Trump administration, his lawyer said, but a New York federal judge blocked any immediate effort to deport Khalil Mahmoud until his attorneys in the federal government appear in court. His move to Louisiana was further retaliation, they're claiming, challenging the validity of his arrest and detention. We'll see what happens. Caroline Leavitt is the press secretary, and she'll tell us all about it. I'm James Hake.
Thank you.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, well, it's Thursday, so it's not real new anymore. But the new question for this week, concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Amazing, huh? You can, if you're busy, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening anyway as it is happening. You don't have to wait by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't... They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? Amazing. A spiritual battle. As I said in the first hour, hell is right here on earth. You're already in hell. The hell is inside of you, and you're... putting it outside of you when you attack others, when you're jealous, when you're suicidal, when you're lonely, when you think you have post-stress traumatic disorder thing or ADHD, when you think that you're a girl when you're really a boy, or when you're a boy and you think when you're a girl and you think you're a boy, when you're looking for love by way of marriage, when you look for love by way of children, by way of families, by way of, you are in hell. And you're miserable. And you cry at night. You're miserable. You're lonely. You're in hell. Hell is right here on earth. You're already in hell inside of you. But you can come out of hell. You're men and women. You are responsible for you. Women are 100% responsible for themselves. 100%. And you can bank on that. Ladies, you are 100% responsible for you. And men, you are 100% responsible for you and for women. You are 100% responsible for you, and you are 100% responsible for the women. 100%. 100. And one day I'll explain that to you. But you're 100% responsible for the woman, and the woman is 100% responsible for herself. And men, you are 100% responsible for yourself, and not in the way that you think. I can see your minds racing. I can see your mind racing right now. And it's not what you think. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing, huh? Speaking of hell on earth, and it is, it's right here. What's that word again that people put outside, what's inside of them?
Projecting.
You're projecting. Projection. I love that word now. I didn't know that word before. That's a white word. What the? You're projecting. And it's your hell you're projecting onto others. I've noticed that human beings love to blame others, to be jealous, strife, and they blame others for their failure. All races tend to do that. I didn't know that beforehand. Somebody, one group blaming another group, they're blaming another group, they're blaming another group. And if you don't agree with them blaming others, they get mad at you. They call you a sellout. Just because you won't go along with the hell that they are projecting. They say, well, you are a puppet or something. You are this or you're that. Because you won't go along with the hell of hating and blaming other people. Think about that. That's hell on earth. Why would someone get angry at you because you don't agree and go along with hating somebody else and blaming someone else? They do it all the time. That's what angry people do. That's another example of hell on earth. Isn't that amazing? If you don't join their group because they have turned against another group, if you don't join it, they attack you. And they try to hurt your feelings. And they try to shame you. And they try to do this. And if you're not overcoming your hell, you'll fall for it. And you will cry. And you will be afraid. And you say, I don't want them attacking me. I'm scared of what they may say about me. Then you're in hell. Anyone that has fear is living in the darkness. Because you're in hell. Why would you be afraid of what someone think about you? Think about that. If you want to think. Why would you think about what somebody else? These people are evil people. Why do you think about what the devil think about you? You do it in your mind, and you do it outside of you, inside of others. You're afraid, you're scared what people think about you. Why would you spend 1 minute thinking about what someone else thinks about? What's wrong with your thinking? You could be free, or you could stay in your prison. I want to give you a quick example of more hell on earth. What's that word, Nick?
Projecting?
Projecting. This person is projecting. And because you're in hell, you fall for it. And you're projecting. Because you're showing the hell that's in you. You're projecting. I want to know your thoughts on this so-called pastor sermon. Can you imagine teaching something like this in a church? Where is the love? Where's the light? So-called Pastor Darius Daniel founder and lead pastor of Change Church in Atlanta, Georgia, delivered a sermon about the thieves of classism, racism, and sexism. Watch this first soundbite from YouTube.
Classism. This assumes that poverty is always a personal failure, rather than a complex reality influenced by systems, circumstances, and sociological realities. There are 70-something kids in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, that will be eating today because of the ministry of Change Church. It's not their fault. They are poor. Y'all aren't talking to me. They couldn't control who they were born to. They couldn't control whether or not their parent had some habit. They couldn't control whether or not they are an addict. And here's what can happen. What can happen in second wave Christianity is people do not feel responsible to be a solution for something they didn't contribute to the problem in. And that is the ultimate.
Amazing. And there's the ultimate something. Sorry for that blood shot off like that. What was he about to say there? Okay. During his sermon on classism, he referenced Matthew 25:44 as a reason to give to the poor. Watch this.
Classism, it sees the poor as invisible, unimportant, and undeserving of attention. It is a way of seeing the world that is indifferent toward those that are paralyzed with poverty. It ignores Christ's clear commands regarding the poor. When Jesus said in Matthew 25:44, they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger needing clothes or sick in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for the least of one of these, you did not do for me. The Old Testament puts it this way in Proverbs. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Man can pay you, but God will reward you.
Amazing. Hell on earth. In this next soundbite, I'm told that he's defining sexism and explaining how it has robbed women of opportunity both inside and outside of the church. Why is this?
That's not the only thief. There's a thief of class, and then there's the thief of sexism. This is a thief that has objectified, exploited, and abused women. I'm talking about in the church. Robbing them of opportunities, dignity, and full participation, both in society and in the church. Come on here. It is a system that devalues women while benefiting from their gifts, treating them as resources to be used rather than image bearers to be honored. And in many spaces, women are expected to serve, but we won't let you lead. Your competency is questioned, your authority is undermined, and your potential is restricted. Yet throughout Scripture, God used women powerfully, like Deborah leading a nation, like Miriam being a prophetess, like Huldah being a prophetess, like Philip's daughters prophesying, like Isaiah's daughters prophesying, like Mary Magdalene, who was trusted to deliver the message of the gospel to the disciples.
Amazing. Hell on earth. Projection through human beings. Human nature is wicked. He argues that denominations have enabled sexism in the name of submission.
And we have denominations and conventions that have hid, coddled, and enabled sexism in the name of submission. I'm standing on this.
Where were any of those women that he named were leaders? Where were that? Where? And last but not least, he explains how racism is sin that manifests as injustice. Watch this.
Racism. This is conscious or unconscious sense of superiority based on one's race. This is important. It devalues the image of God in another person and results in the sin of ethnic partiality, which ultimately leads to injustice. So racism in and of itself isn't injustice, but it leads to injustice. Racism is sin. It is the sin of partiality, but it manifests in injustice when I have a biased belief and I hold a seat of power. See, what I think of you don't impact you. So when people think, when the church pushes back against racism, they think we're pushing back against what people think about us. I'm not losing no sleep over what somebody thinks about me. It is when that unconscious or conscious sense of superiority shows up in the way you manage and handle me. So now when you decide whether or not I get into a school, when you decide whether or not I get a loan, when you decide the kind of medical care and medical treatment that I get, now we just went from racism to injustice.
Hell on earth. This is evil, folks. This guy is lost. He's lost. He is an enemy of God. And the people sit there and they applaud and they scream and they amen and they yeah, yes, Lord. This is hell on earth. When will you live from within and be guided by what is right? When? If not now, when? Do you love your hell? You love your misery? 888-77. This is hell on earth. You're already in hell. Inside of your mind, inside of your emotions, and then you put that out there on other people who are lost, and they don't know what you're trying to do to them because they're already in hell as well, and they suck life from one another. Why do you think human beings attack human beings? They need the thrill, and the thrill is false, but it feels like life to them. It feels like life. Anyone that has anger is wicked. Why would you care what a wicked person say or think? Why is that? Because you're concerned about the wickedness in your mind. You're not watching the hell that's going on inside of you. Let me go over to Vegas and talk to Roman. Is a woman? Oh, you have F up here. Lord have mercy. Let me go to Roman out of Vegas. Roman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
All right. I have two questions. One question that I've been working on is because you say that we don't know what's right. My question, how do I seek what's right? How do I search for the kingdom of heaven if I don't know what is right?
By discovering the hell inside of you. When you can see the hell inside, you're going to understand and know the truth. You're going to know what's right.
Okay. All right. And then also, I'd like to answer the biblical question, but I have a question about that. But go ahead, if I can ask.
Concern and race, which color would you choose to be right?
Okay. My question is, because the question's a little bit, I see it two different ways. When you say how what color would you choose to be right? Are you asking what color would you choose to represent right? Or are you asking what color would you choose to make right or become right?
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Would I choose to be right? I'd probably say white over the history.
And why white?
Because when you look at civilization and you look at the way society has been built, the white people have done a great job at creating a civilization and putting in laws and putting things in place so that we can pretty much follow the values of society, just follow the values. So I would say white.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. God bless you guys. Appreciate you.
Right on. You too. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right?
Yes, sir. Will do.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to New York and talk to Roberto. Roberto, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thank you for having me on the show again.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Great to hear. I just want to answer the biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I would choose the color olive to be right.
I don't know what that is. What race is that?
The same color as what Jesus was. Yeah?
I don't know what race that is.
Well, I know it's been debated, so I don't know. Everyone says he's a certain color. He's the only person that existed on this earth that lived
so
right.
So are you answering? The question is concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
The color of Jesus, whatever color he was. That's the color I choose to be right.
Okay. Thank you, Roberto. I appreciate it. I don't understand it, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it's because everyone debates what color he was and whatever paintings of thousands of years ago, whatever image he was, that's the race I would choose to be right in the world.
And what color was what color was Jesus? Because the question is not about Jesus, but since you brought up Jesus, what color was Jesus?
I'm going olive. I'm going with what all the people painted and images that they have, what he's on the cross.
But how do you know the painter, how you know the color they painted him was right?
Well, you got to just assume that. But you're not going to, those people that painted him and all that and all the debating, like, oh, whether he's black, white, orange, green, whatever color he was, you got to assume that those people knew him and saw him and met with him, and whatever they drew was accurate.
Amazing. Thank you, Roberto. I appreciate it. I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Kentucky, a first-time caller, Bernita. Bernita, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
I want to answer the biblical question.
Concerning race, which color you choose to be right?
I wouldn't choose neither color.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
And why are you not choosing either color?
Because blacks, they litter. And whites, they don't like the water too much. So.
Blacks, they litter, and whites don't like the water?
Yes.
What do you mean by blacks, litter, and whites don't like the water? How does that relate to the biblical question?
Because they're not perfect and they're not clean.
Oh. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Bernetta. Amazing. Had you ever thought about that before it became a biblical question?
No. And that's just what came to me, because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question. I absolutely appreciate it.
Have a good day, Jesse.
You too. Amazing. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Good morning again. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, regarding anger makes you stupid, watch any altercation outside the pubs and the clubs, and you'll only hear one-syllable words and repetitions of the same sentences.
Good point. Very good point.
Right on,
it's
Danny.
It's amazing how angry people are stupid people. And if you, like, overcome your anger, you're going to realize how stupid you were for being angry. But if you watch angry people and listen to them, you'll see how stupid they are. They say and do stuff, and this emotion comes out of them. Everything is just stupid about it, but they feel justified because they can't see. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Very interesting. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny, who also bought another coffee. All right, JC and the lads, have you both noticed that evil is like a child? You give it an inch and it wants a mile. It's begging to be told no, but hates you when you do say no.
Well, I haven't noticed that as a lack of child, but point taken. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
I've kind of noticed it, yeah.
Oh, you have?
A little bit.
Amazing. And you said it was like a child?
Yeah, like a bratty, evil, nasty child. Problem child.
But that would be an evil child.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Evan from Connecticut, five coffees. Biblical question answer.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Jesse, I'm white and would choose the blacks to be right, because whites have no power or say in this modern world. And if blacks saw us as equals, we could end this racism lie, and there would be peace. Blacks have been spoiled by the point where only they can mend the bridge the race hustlers have destroyed. Whites are destroyed when trying to be right.
Amazing. Piffy. Keep it piffy, but thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Thank you for your five coffees, Evan from Connecticut.
Thank you, yeah.
GA over on the Live X stream says, activity would do that, bring oxygen to your brain. And exercise and sports, get your kids into sports, he says. Experimental data suggesting during exercise, increased cerebral blood flow significantly enhances oxygen delivery to brain tissues, he says.
But how would that make you smarter?
I mean, it would cure your ADHD.
How?
I don't know. Oxygen to the brain.
If you don't understand math...
I'll tell you what, after I feel like I can think more clearly. I feel refreshed in my mind.
You were in an oxygen tank?
No, after some good exercise.
Oh.
Exercise is my oxygen tank.
But how will exercise, let's say you don't know math. Uh-huh. You're not good at math.
Right.
And you go and sit in a tank and get some oxygen. And when you come back to your desk, are you going to know math?
I might not come back to my desk. I might get incinerated.
What?
Rest in peace to the 5-year-old boy.
I know, but would you know math? If you
I would know math better.
Before you got into the incinerator, when you get out of it, how would you know math?
I think I would know math? You can think more clearly, but I think it's from exercising.
But if you don't know 2 plus 2 is 4, right?
Then I will know 2
and
plus
so
2 is 4
And so when
afterwards.
You go and sit in an oxygen tank,
I'll be able to see 2
and
plus
you
2 is 4.
That when you walk out of oxygen tank, now you know 2 plus 2 is 4.
Yes.
What?
Because you can see it. Your mind is open.
Back in a moment. What a mess.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need
to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Amazing song. What the? Welcome back. 888-77-5377-3888-77-JESSE. A quick reminder, check out the two new Punchy Coffees Roasted available that are available on jesseleepeterson.com/shop. jesseleepeterson.com/shop. And to our neighbors overseas, we are now, you can now order the merch internationally. It's now available for you. Merch is now available for international orders. Except for the coffee, go again to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop, available all over the world. That's amazing. And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, anniversary shout-outs, wedding, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson for shout-outs. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And support us on social media. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, subscribe, and comments. All right? I do appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me finish up with those super chats we have that we started on. And then I go to the phones.
Jamil bought a coffee. I'm an Arab Christian. Been hearing a lot about Jews online and seeing a lot of videos of them spitting on Christians. My thoughts want me to feel something about it or pick a side, but I'm just reminded that I don't have a right to judge or hate anyone, and I don't want to pick a side. Most people can't understand this.
Perfect. You got to come out from amongst the world and stop acting and thinking like the world. The world, meaning human beings, are evil. And you're right. They're going to get mad at you because you won't pick sides with the devil. The devil always get angry when you don't agree with him or her. Beautiful. And don't even think about them getting mad because you won't pick a side. You live in the light. You live with the truth, and you will be free. Don't let the devil draw you in by way of your imagination. Thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And don't let the devil draw you in working through other people. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. That's deep, and that's a personal, perfect, I mean, and that's love. Amazing. Thank you.
Paul X says, hate is the devil's cocaine. Just say no. Love you guys.
Amazing. The hate, H-A-T-E.
Right.
Absolutely. 100%.
Angband.
Thank you.
Angband Art, in Judaism, demons exist to irritate you until you return to the ways of the Lord, your God. When you return to God, you grab the demon by his tail.
In Judaism, what does it mean?
I guess that's what Judaism teaches. The Jews learn that demons exist to irritate you until you return to the ways of the Lord your God.
Well, Satan is definitely not your friend, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron says, it's payday. Here you go. Super chat.
Thank you, Gregatron. I appreciate it.
Terry says, tell Derek to keep wearing his glasses. He looks smart and handsome. Thumbs up, laughing with her mouth covered, and waving.
Amazing. Okay. He heard it. Thank you. Amazing.
David, five coffees. Morning, Jesse. I was raised by an evil mom who was raised by an evil father. Mom, I think, much later in life, felt bad by the way she raised me. She's long ago passed away. I've been listening to you, how I need to forgive her. I think when I say I forgive her, it's just lip service. I don't really mean it. How do I know if it's a sincere apology when I say it?
By realizing that you're wrong, you're angry, and anger is hatred. You're hateful, and that you're wrong for being hateful. You're wrong for being angry, because just as you can't help yourself by judging her, she could not help herself because her mother did it to her. So whatever she did to you, she couldn't help it because she became like her mother. She became like what she hate. So just realize you're wrong for being angry, and that will cause you to forgive her, though she's dead. Amazing. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee. To help the other caller, me personally, I believe in Jesus. In that, I believe he is our Lord and Savior, and that he came, died, and rose from the dead for our sins. And yes, he said to believe in him. He told Thomas, you have seen me, so you believe. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and yet still believe.
Amazing. Thank you. Baba, Thump of Thirst. I appreciate it.
Calvin also says, I caught sometimes people make up stuff off the top of their head. You shouldn't speak on something you know little about.
And so why are you speaking? What's up?
Whoa.
Why are you speaking, Kevin?
Thank you, Calvin.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
For the coffee.
Yeah.
Lin Yan Chin says, Joelle's wife, Lee Him Prancing with a lesbian. Prince of Prance is prancing with a lesbian. She says she's so sick of prancing, she gave his prancing to a lesbian.
I don't know that about. What
I think it's
mean?
Just a poem, I think it's just a joke.
That doesn't sound funny to me.
Nice.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chin. Gregatron says, I'm not rich. I'm just single. Save your money, kids. Don't have kids with women whom you don't like. Work hard while you're young. Buy a home while young.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Info.
Good advice, by the way.
Info. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or ma'am. Lin Yan Chin says, that pastor, that black pastor from Atlanta.
What a mess.
Such a heavy mouth breather that he is slurping on top of his nasty high cadence gasping. Mouth breathers are revolting in a sense of syntax, senseless to the max in communication, he says.
That pastor was an example of a lost pastor presenting hell on earth and keeping the listeners in hell. What a mess!
Pastor Chatelet with a rumble.
You're already dead when you're into your intellect. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with a rumble rant. Jesse, if you are King Coon, what does that make Joel? Is he a little coon? What will Derek be? We got to get these coon hierarchies figured out. What black excellence.
So I would be, what's my generation called?
King. Boomer?
Boomer Coon.
Okay.
And Joel would be?
Millennial.
Millennial Coon. And Derek would be Z Coon.
Zoomer Coon.
Zuma's coon. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Anthony on Cash App, no message.
Thank you.
Kofi 19 or Coffee 19 says fan, number one fan.
Thank
sticker.
You. I appreciate it.
Fazul from South Florida. I go through the day not hating. A great life. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. And thanks for your support. Thank you very much. Joel said, into a Pastor Shelley question?
Uh-huh.
Senior coon, junior coon, baby coon. What? Nah. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink on the biblical question.
Concerned race, what color would you choose to be right?
If it ain't white, it ain't right, he says.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. It's amazing to me the number of men and women and what seems like all races, and not all men and women have said this, of course, but they're saying that they choose which color would you choose to be right? They have chosen white. I'm a little surprised, especially some of the blacks, because I didn't even think that they like white people, but they choosing white. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just a random guy bought a coffee. The Mongolian people. Oh, I guess this is an answer to the biblical question.
Which concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
He says the Mongolian people, because they live a nomadic life, simple, plain, carnivorous, and they seem not to be concerned with nothing but the present.
Are they? What color are they? It's the color.
Yellow.
What?
Yellow.
So he choose yellow to be right?
I think so, because Mongolians tend to be like the Chinese, the northern Chinese, right?
Or I don't even know.
I was looking over.
What's a Mongola? Those are people that live in the woods.
No, well, yes, but
they don't know
they live in the Chinese woods, and then they took over.
What?
They live in the Chinese woods. I want to say.
Do they know that civilization exists?
They are a civilization.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, just a random guy.
Yeah, I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
JC says, everyone calling in to answer the biblical question, naming their favorite color. The best color is the color purple. Oh, Lord. All my life I had to fight.
Thank you. Amazing.
Another from just a random guy says, I would say the whites, you know, the biblical question, but I have noticed that everywhere they colonize, the people get weaker because nomadic peoples are not developed to live like agricultural peoples. God made us all special to our lands. P.S. I love the whites.
And so what color are you choosing?
Mongolians.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys and gals.
Thank you. Let me go to first time caller, Robert out of Georgia. Georgia, my Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you.
Is it Robert?
Yes, Robert Kennedy.
Welcome, Robert. Go ahead. So what now?
I had one question.
What's your name?
Regarding the blacks. Robert Kennedy.
Oh, that's the wrong name. Call me back when you're ready to speak clearly and with your real name, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kurt out of Georgia.
Oh, Jesse.
Kurt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how we doing?
All is well.
So, my biblical answer.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I would choose black. And the reason why I choose black is because if we get them right, things could balance out. For instance, the wrongest race seems to be black now, like black women. They're overweight. They're the most divorced. They're the most single.
But if you know, the question is, which color, I mean, concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? So if blacks need help from the white, why would you choose blacks to be right?
So then they wouldn't need help. So they would
no,
be
that's
right.
Not
they
the question, though. The you question which, is, concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I would choose, as a conscious being, I would choose black to be right.
But then it makes
whites
sense.
Whites are already close to saying too white, too right. So they can help balance the equation.
But if they're not right, how can you choose them to be right?
Well, isn't that the question? What race would you choose to be right?
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Black.
Okay.
Then
I appreciate that.
Then they live right, and then it becomes a better country.
Thank you, Kurt. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Doesn't make sense, but you know what? I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me go quickly to Aaron, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Aaron.
It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you a shout out and let you know you've been a real light in my life.
Thank you, man. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Thank you so much, man. My mom passed away last year, so it's been kind of hard on me, but your show's definitely helped me through that.
And how has it been hard on you that she expired?
She went in a really tragic way, and I didn't really get to make amends with her before she passed, so.
And how
I've
is
been
that,
trying to deal how, with that.
Meaning what? How's that hard on you, though?
I've been feeling angry about it. The last thing she said to me before she passed was that she hated me.
She told you that?
Yeah. I had to kick her out of my apartment because she wasn't acting right. She was drinking and yelling and screaming all the time.
And so she was mad at you because you did the right thing?
I guess so, yeah. At the time, she didn't think it was the right thing. She thought I was abandoning her.
Amazing. And how old are you, Aaron?
I'm 30 years old.
Oh, okay. And so you're angry at her. What are you angry about now?
I was angry, but I'm not anymore. I've let that go.
Yeah, let that go, man. She couldn't help herself. The same devil that made you angry at her is the same devil that made her angry. Her mother did it to her, as you heard me say. And so, though she's dead, don't be angry about it. Forgive her so you can live your life.
Thank you so much, man.
And how about your father? Have you forgiven him?
He's going through a hard time, and I have forgiven him, but I just don't want him in my life anymore.
Have you told him that you forgive him? That you're sorry
yeah.
for being angry?
Yeah, I've told him in person, and I've said I forgive you for treating me the way you did and
right
treating
on.
My mom the way you did.
Well, you don't need to forgive him for treating your mother the way she did because that's between the two of them, and it had nothing to do with you. You need to not resent him for whatever he may have done to you.
Okay.
Because the mother and the father are two devils together fighting, and most fathers don't know how to deal with the hell in the mother. And then the mother played victim. She pretend that she was innocent, and she's not. But the warfare is between the two of them. It has nothing to do with the children at all.
That's profound.
And if you're able to say, what did your father do to you that made you resent him, that caused you to resent him?
He used to beat us up, beat my brother and I up all the time.
Okay. Was that because you identify with your mother and you made him like the bad guy?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So did you apologize for that?
I haven't actually, no.
Because the spirit, he can deal with that evil spirit of your mother, and because you identify with your mother, you had the same evil spirit your mother has, and so he can deal with that either. It's the same spirit. Why haven't you apologized for that?
That's a really good point. I guess it's because he used to beat on my mother a lot, too.
Right, but that wasn't your issue. You identify with your mother. And look, you had to end up throwing your mother out. She was so evil. How did you think your father was going to deal with that? And so you identify with your mother. You treated him the way she was treating him.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
And why not?
I guess I was too focused on this anger I had.
Yeah, I do what you want, but I recommend you talk to him about that. Say, you know, Dad, whatever you call it, I'm sorry for resenting you. I identify with my mother, and I treated you the way she was treating you because I thought she was the victim, and I was wrong. I'm sorry. And however
Thank
he
so
accepted,
much,
that's on him. If he said, okay, I accept. If he doesn't, you forgive him, and God will forgive you because you were wrong for the way you treated him.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
The silent prayer?
Do you know about it?
I don't.
I want you. I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. So that now that you're working on yourself and you realize you're wrong for being angry, go and forgive. God will forgive you, and he will take away the anger from your heart 100%, and he will give you perfect peace. It'll be amazing. And then when you do the silent prayer, you're going to watch those thoughts. You've been living in your imagination all your life. He's going to bring you out of there because the imagination is just an illusion, and you thought it was real. You believe what the thought said about you and about others and about life and about the past and about future. God will bring you out of there and cause you to live in the present with him right here, right now, and life will become easy and amazing. So do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
I wish you well, Aaron.
Thank you, too.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Hey, let me just, because of time, let me finish the super chat, and then we go back to the phone. Super chat.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, to answer your biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
The answer is white, because white people were the ones who spread Christianity around the world. It was Christianity and Christianity alone, she says, that civilized the world.
Amazing. Thank you, Charlotte. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you.
Charles.
L-E-S-S?
L-E-S.
L-E-S.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, not butchering it myself.
Amazing, but thank you. I hope we got the name right.
Three coffees from Hannes. Thank you for the advice yesterday. It was really helpful, eye-opening. I was once again lost in thoughts, and you snapped me out of it. Also, that Christian pastor is actually a priest of liberalism equals evil.
You can say that again. What a mess. It's so amazing to me that someone can deliberately preach evil from the pulpit. They're not telling you, hey, you're your own issue. It's in you. It's not in someone else about it. They got their issue, their hell inside of them. You need to forgive so you can be one with the Father right here on earth. Forgive. It's amazing that someone can teach hatred and you sit there and applaud as though it's real. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says, white is right. Final answer for the lulls.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Anthony says, beautiful day in Northeast PA. Amazing with a Cash App.
Thank you. It's raining in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining day in L.A. Okay.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Hate for doing this. Tell me to cut it off. Cut it. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but some good things, maybe. Putin is visiting a part of the conquered region, formerly of the Ukraine, now Russian territory? Or is it occupied Ukraine territory? I don't want to pick sides. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday. You better call in if you're going to get in. Call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. There is one line open to get on hold, to get on air, back with JLP in the third hour here, guys. But first, it's Hake News, not Fake News. By the way, after the JLP show, thehakereport.com. I'm live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 Eastern. Right after Hake, Monday through Thursday. Today's the last day of Joel Friday TV for the week. He's not live on Fridays. He's live Monday through Thursday. And then it's just Joel Friday off by himself, not with you guys. But he's in the live chat sometimes for the Fallen State, etc. And then American Anchor, baby, after Joel Friday on Rumble. Make sure you're following American Anchor, baby, on Rumble. Don't be a slouch. Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to Commie Nonsense Network, made a surprise visit to Russia's occupied Kursk region on Wednesday as the Kremlin, that's the man in charge, I guess, considers a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. 30-day ceasefire. I can't do with the fingers. Wearing military uniform in video broadcast by Russian state television. Wow, he's pulling a Zelensky, Putin is. Putin told frontline troops that Moscow's goal is to completely liberate Kursk as soon as possible, ASAP, during his first trip to the western region since the Ukraine's unexpected incursion there last year. Never mind. That's Russian territory. The Ukrainians invaded. What a mess. All right. So hours later, Russia's defense ministry announced their forces had recaptured Sudzha, S-U-D-Z-H-A, the largest town that Ukraine once occupied in Kursk, threatening Kiev's sole territorial bargaining chip. Wow. Putin's carefully choreographed visit appeared designed to boost morale as the Russian troops' forces advance on the final remnants of Ukraine's holdouts inside of Russia, a day after peace talks between U.S. and Ukrainian officials resulted in Kiev accepting that U.S.-backed ceasefire suggestion covering the entire front line. President Trump said Wednesday that the ball is now in Putin's court as the U.S. representatives headed to Russia right now as we speak to discuss the ceasefire proposal. So we're wishing those people well, Russia and the Ukraine. Meanwhile, in America, severe weather, a powerful March storm, has been lashing the West Coast, supposedly with heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and snowfall even in the mountains, posing a particular threat to communities scorched by those deadly L.A. wildfires. The storm will continue its trek across the U.S. today, bringing rain and mountain snowfall to much of the Rockies. Fire weather to the central and southern plains, and eventually severe weather to parts of the southeast. Pretty cool, huh? Evacuation warnings issued for parts of L.A. County Wednesday, with L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, the mayoress Karen Bass, warning that burn areas from January fires are at greater risk of debris flow, mudslides, and all kinds of landslides. More than 20 million people across SoCal, Southern California, are under flood watches until this afternoon. There was a man in Western Connecticut who intentionally set his home on fire to escape after he was allegedly held captive by his stepmother for more than 20 years with little food and no medical care. So said authorities on Wednesday. I don't know what the condition was of him that he was stuck and held by his stepmother, but watch out for the step-parents. That's terrible. He was a grown man. This is the end of Hake News. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week concerning race. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? What a mess! You can get involved. I mean, if you're busy and out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Thursdays. It's Thursday again. It's raining in L.A. And I feel like it's raining all over this world. A distant morning sun. A time to take a run. Amazing. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't.
They call him the Holy Father.
Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. It's amazing to me. Really amazing what human beings believe. They even believe that they believe. They believe that they believe. Can you believe that? The mind, it's a terrible thing to save. Human beings believe, and these are some of the things that people have been speaking to me about lately. I've heard it over and over, and I've mentioned it to you over and over again. Human beings believe that they have a free will. They believe they have a free will. Think about that. I want you to really think about that. Human beings believe that they have a free will. Why? Why do they believe that? What is it about them that they don't know that they do not have a free will? What is it about them that they don't see that they don't have a free will? Human beings believe that Jesus was God. And again, I'm bringing this back up because people are still yelling at me about it. And when I ask us, where's the proof of the free will? Where's the proof of Jesus being God? They don't have it. They can't prove it. They just heard that. And then they read the scripture and say, hey, well, I got the scripture. Okay, read the scripture where you have a free will or Jesus God. Everything they read says that it's not. But they, I guess in their mind they're hearing that it is. I don't know what that is. Human beings believe that they are sinners. Think about that. Think about that. Human beings believe that they are sinners. They believe they have sinned. But they don't understand that salvation is of the heart, that your heart is wicked, you're evil, and that's the sin. You're playing God. Because anyone that has anger, judge. Don't you judge all the time? You even judge yourself or the self that you think is you. And you cry because you think you're bad. You cry because you think you're lonely. You cry because you think that you're evil. You cry because you think that you are a saint. You cry because people don't like you. You cry because of your color. You think somebody's holding you back. You cry because you think the Jews own everything, and you can't live because the Jews own everything. And you cry, and you blame. So if you had a free will, or you believe Jesus is God, why don't you will yourself out, and then the Jews or whomever own everything can't control you? What does that have to do with your life? It's the same way the blacks think about the whites. Human beings believe that they have done wrong, that it was them. They believe that they're alcoholic. They believe that they're a drug addict. They believe that they're rich or poor. They believe that... They even believe in hell, but not heaven. They say they believe in heaven, but they don't. They have a false idea about heaven. They have a false belief about heaven. How will you ever, human beings believe that they are a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body? They believe that. And so some doctors can say, yeah, that's true. And convince the parents with little children to cut off the body parts. And don't call them a boy, don't call them a girl. Human beings believe it. Men believe that they can save women. Think about that. And yet they're addicted to women. The woman is their God, and they believe they can save their God. And women believe they can save men. They're always trying to change them. This is hell on earth. You are in prison. And men, the woman is 100% responsible for herself. Ladies, you're responsible for yourself. And you're looking for the wrong thing in men. And as long as you're looking for that, you will be deceived. And men, you're looking for the wrong thing in women. If men and women were looking for the right thing, they would never think about one another. Period. Zero. Men, you are 100% responsible for yourself, and you're 100% responsible for the woman, but not in the way you think. Not at all. It's totally not in the way you think. That's why it's not working. And a woman who is not working on herself is so wicked and clever in her wickedness, she'll say, act, and do exactly what she knows you want, in order to deceive you and control you, and you don't even know you're being controlled. You think you got a woman from God. and she's straight out of hell. But if you knew how and why you're responsible for her, she could not deceive you. Never deceive you, never. But you don't know your responsibility for the woman. This is hell on earth. This is hell on earth. It's so much misery, and the game is being played in such a way that is mind-blowing. Women, for your own life, you're responsible for that. I would encourage you to, and there are women who are starting to do it, to work on yourself. And when you worked on you and you truly did it, you would never play the game on men. Women know how to play a game on a man. She knows how to be what you want her to be. She knows how to act the way you want her to act, but in her heart, she has a thrill over controlling you while you're thinking that you are the head. Really, they know. This is hell on earth. But you know what? You can overcome hell if you look at the hell, discover the hell in you, then you will discover heaven. You will discover heaven, and all the games will be over. You will not play a game on anyone, and you will not, no one will be able to play a game on you. They'll try it, but they wouldn't be able to do it. But you have not discovered the hell in you. You have not, our battle is spiritual, but the warfare is happening inside. It's happening in you. The fact that you get married because you think you're in love, or you think God gave it to you or him to you, you're in hell. You're in hell. You wouldn't recognize God sending you a woman if God slapped you in the face. Or you wouldn't recognize if God sent you a husband if God slapped you in the face. Because you have not overcome your hell. You think you have, but you haven't. The fact that you have a need is the proof that you have not overcome your hell. The fact that you have fear and worry and wants is the proof that you have not overcome your hell. In truth, when you live with the truth and in the truth, there is no wanting for anything. No wanting. Zero wanting. You can't make yourself not want. You hear me say, oh, don't want for anything. Now you tell yourself, I don't want for anything. You're lying. And you end up in a ditch. Because you're lying to yourself. 888-7753-773. I want to give you one other quick. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to give you one other quick example of hell on earth. And because you have not discovered the hell in you, you fall for this. And remember I told you, and you've read, you know, that women were not created to lead. And even though you try to make that be, women were not created to lead. And every time you listen to the woman, women, when you listen to other women, men, when you listen to women, including your mama, you will suffer. You will suffer. Ain't no way around it. You can't help but suffer because you're following the evil. It's like following a man, married a man in a dress and think you have a woman, you still have a man. Married a woman in a pantsuit and you think you have a, what do they think? A man, you still have a woman. Now you would tell yourself the same way you do with God and Jesus. You tell yourself you got the right thing, but you don't. thoughts are lying to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. The fact that you get emotional, period, is hell on earth. When I tell you don't listen to women, do what you want, of course. I mean, if you're not going to listen to God about it, you're definitely not going to listen to me. I understand that. And that's your hell. Stay in your hell. This is from X. An Episcopal preacher in Portland, Oregon, praised Al Green's disruption. And Al Green, for those who don't know, is that black male that disrupted the great white hope during the Congress address thing, joint address to Congress, and they had to throw him out. That's who he's referring to. An Episcopal pastor in Portland, Oregon, praised Al Green's disruption of President Trump's joint address to Congress. She also referred to the Holy Spirit as a her. Watch this.
This week, I saw a man in the wilderness of the United States Congress, the representative from Houston, stand up for the poor. He put his body and his reputation at risk to resist a twisted scripture of efficiency that thrives on cruelty. He had fuel for the journey. He remembered, as we must also remember, that we need not try to make stones into bread, because we have the knowledge of history to nourish us. We have our sacred stories, our scripture. We have the Holy Spirit to fill us up, even in the wilderness, if only we allow her in.
If only we allow her in. Her. The Holy Spirit is clearly a he, and he will teach you all things. Nowhere in the Bible where it says, as she will teach you all things. And look how straight-faced this woman looking like she's telling the truth. The one thing about a woman, you can bank on it. The wickedness, the spirit of a woman is so deep, it can imitate because Satan is her God until she overcome, work on overcoming. It doesn't have to stay that way. But she can be and say whatever you need her to be. She know how to read you. She know your weakness. And she can play you. And you'll think you're in love. But you can wake up, men and women, and walk in the light. And in the light, you can't be deceived. Oh, they may fool you for a minute, and they will, because they'll play the game. But you'll soon see through it. The light is everything. The Spirit of the Father is everything. This female said, as she, or spirit, her, call the spirit her. That's evil. It's evil. And then anyone that agree with what Al Green did, not Al Green, the singer, but Al Green, the so-called congressman, the black one, where the other singers are black too. A spiritual battle. Hell is right here on earth. Hell is right here on earth. One other example of hell on earth and an amazing story, WTVC News Channel 9. I want y'all to know you got to surrender, not to a woman, not to a man. You got to surrender to the truth, and the truth will save you from your hell. The truth will bring you out of the prison of your imagination and emotion, every woman, if you want it, and man. Well, most people don't want it. They pretend they want it, and they go along with it for a while, the pretense, and then they get off. This is from KTVC, News Channel 9. Police says a man in Sequatchie County found an 18-year-old in bed with his wife, who he then stabbed to death and stuffed his body in a trash can. Watch this.
Josh, Latricia, deputies say they were first called to Erlanger Sequatchie Hospital when they found a woman being threatened for non-life-threatening stab wounds. When they traced the attack back to a home in Sequatchie County, they discovered a much more violent scene. It all started just after 7 a.m. on March 8th. According to this affidavit, when Sequatchie County deputies first spoke to the female victim in the hospital, she said an unidentified man had jumped on her boyfriend while they were in bed together. Investigators say when they got to the scene on Powerline Road, they found a man who told deputies he was actually the victim's husband. The affidavit says that husband, 41-year-old Jonathan Belk, was standing in the doorway, covered in blood with cuts on his hands. Court documents say deputies found 18-year-old Billie Jean Floyd's body inside a bloody trash can in the fetal position with multiple stab wounds. Sequatchie County Sheriff Bill Phillips says they haven't determined if there was a history of domestic violence.
Amazing, huh? So had that man not been living in his hell and didn't make the woman his god? If this story is true, he walked in and he caught them. He was like, oh, pretty cool. Bye, I'm done. I wish you well. But instead, he made the woman his god. And when he caught his god out of order that he thought she should be in, he couldn't handle it. You should only have one god. Only one god. Because that's what you have anyway. You have Satan, your god. Or you have God, your god, the real god. When asked if he was worried about his current legal situation, the man said he was concerned about his relationship with his wife. What the? Why is this?
According to this affidavit, when deputies asked Belk if he was worried about anything besides his current legal situation, he said, quote, I am worried about my relationship with my wife due to the fact that I offed him. Investigators are still searching for the knife used in the attack.
So he ain't worried about going to jail. He worried about his relationship with his wife. Off him mean killed him, by the way. Amazing, huh? A woman will even let you think you have control of her. She will let you think she's listening to you and she's obeying. But in secret, she's not. She's playing you. Look what this guy been accused of. 1 Corinthians 7 is Bible Thumper Thursday. 1 Corinthians 7, 2. What does that mean? What? I'll come back to it. Thank you. What a mess. Amazing. This is hell on earth. And it's inside of human beings. Human beings bring hell out of themselves and put it onto others on earth. And people suffer because they don't know what's going on. I cannot, we have the counseling service. Some of you might be aware of it. It's the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, but some people like two, and then they like to come back. Phone, Skype, or walk in. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BARN. I cannot tell you the number. It's been 35 years now. Of men and women around the world, not just in America, who have been deceived by their wives and or their husbands. They played the role well. Whatever role that the man wanted her to be, she observed him and learned how to play that role to the T. Whether it's preacher role with the wife with the preacher, or the professor, or the doctor, or the Christian, or the Jew, or the Gentile, or whatever. Women are very cunning, and men are lost. Oh, yeah, I do. All right, let's do it that way, honey. Allegedly, this is from X. Allegedly, a trans person pulled a gun on a street preacher after he proclaimed God made men to be men and women to be women. This is allegedly now. I don't know if this happened from X. Watch this.
Harder, but you need to try less being like somebody you're not and start to humble yourself and be somebody that God made you to be. He didn't make a man to be a woman. He made the man to be a man. He didn't make the woman to be a man. He made the woman to be a woman. And this is the truth. What are you going to do? Come attack me now?
I should.
Hey, man. That's up to you. If you want to pull that on me. Well, God bless you. So you just threatened me with a gun. You just pulled a gun on my face. Man, Lord, have mercy on you. This means that you don't even know who you are. Nope, I still love you. Even though you pulled a gun on me, I still love you. I still bless you.
Think about that situation. First of all, this guy is wrong for being out on the streets preaching that. Really, that's judgment. And then the man, I guess it was a man pretending to be a woman, wrong for getting angry and what looked like a gun out on the guy. Two devils. I think we had this guy on my radio, on my Father's Day show, I think. Two devils. Amazing, huh? You can't make anyone hear the truth, and you're wrong for trying to make them hear the truth. If you know that God doesn't try to make anyone hear the truth, he will offer it to you, but it's up to you to take it. He's not going to impose on you. He's not going to go out on the street and preach like that. Salvation's in the heart. And if you think that's something, hell on earth, here's another example. NBC News, a house hearing ended abruptly on Tuesday after an exchange between a Republican and a Democrat committee member over the GOP chair misgendering so-called Representative Sarah McBride. Watch this from NBC News.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply.
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Amazing. So the representative is allegedly a man in a dress. And they're getting mad at the man who will not address the man in a dress as a woman in government. Hell on earth. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Just think about that. In the United States of America, you allow this to happen in government. And now because some male want to say he's a female, he want to wear a dress and a wig to work. You know it's a man, according to the report. And they would get mad at you because you won't call this man a woman. In government, on TV, in government. And then two males arguing over it. 888-775-3773. Hell on Earth. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Hake is one white man with the good hair, not afraid of blacks or anyone else. And Joel Friday, bringing it home for you. Every day, Monday through Thursday, except Friday, even though his last, even though his name is Joel Friday, he doesn't do it on Friday, only on Thursdays, Monday through Thursdays. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. Energy, energy, energy. I want to warn you or encourage you. You need a renewed mind. We all do. A renewed mind. A clear mind. Your mind is not clear if you have anger. When you have anger, and all human beings do until they forgive, your mind is not clear. You don't have a mind, a clear mind. You think you do, but you don't. And thinking that you have a clear mind is a clear indication that you don't have it. They wanted, apparently, and allegedly, there was a transgender on that committee. And they made an argument because they didn't call them madam. And the transgender sitting up there loving that somebody's defending that he's sitting there in a dress. I just want to play that one more time so you can just see. This is in government. This is not a movie. It's not a movie. This is from NBC News. A House hearing ended abruptly on Tuesday after an exchange between a Republican and a Democrat committee member over the GOP chair misgendering so-called Representative Sarah McBride. Watch this again.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Yeah, so the Sarah McBride responded, like the original, the GOP chairman was like, Mr. McBride, and Sarah McBride responded, Madam, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I thought I heard.
So that's what happened.
I heard Sarah say, Madam, thank you, Madam Chair.
That probably would have ended right there if the other guy did. You know what I mean? Like a little quip between them and then whatever. But that a third guy got involved.
Amazing, huh? It's amazing how. I wonder why the man didn't yell at Sarah for saying, Madam Chair.
True.
Two devils, right? If the man is wrong for calling him what he was, why is he didn't yell at Sarah for saying, Madam? This is hell on earth, but I want you to know. You're not stuck if you don't want to be in hell because it's in you. Discover the hell in you, then you will know heaven right here on earth. But you got to see what's happening in you. Really. And most people will not look at the hell in themselves. It's too difficult. It's easier to attack others. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Stephen out of Maryland. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air, Stephen.
You don't hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to know when you say telling the truth, you're uniting the races?
Yeah, uniting the races.
Explain that to me.
Oh, okay. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies is letting them know that the battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. They've been lied to when the enemy of God have told them it's about color, it's about male or female, it's about what you have or don't have, it's about all this stuff that slavery or whatever, right? It's not true. So we're letting them know that it's spiritual so that they can start to treat everybody the way that they would like to be treated.
I thought you was talking about how people are treated, how people act against each other.
Right. They do that because they don't know that it's spiritual. They think what they think and what they feel. They think that someone else is to blame for that they're making them feel that way, and it's not. The hell is inside of them.
I didn't know hell could be inside somebody. That's a place, isn't it?
What now?
I didn't think hell could be in somebody. I thought hell was a place.
Isn't inside of you a place?
That's what you say. Hell is, it said hell in you, right?
Right.
You just say that?
Right, but the hell is in a place when it's in you.
I don't understand that.
Do you know what hell is?
Yeah, a place with fire.
With what?
With fire. F-I-R-E.
And do you know what fire is?
Oh, yeah.
What is fire?
And you strike a match and stick it to your hand. I'll show you what fire is.
Well, that's physical fire, but real fire is a person that's lonely. A person that's angry, a person that's depressed, a person that's suicidal, a person that is judgmental, a person that is identified with their color or their race or whatever. It's a person that blames others for the way that they feel. It's a person who think that somehow or another somebody else owns everything so you can't function. It's a person that's judging right from wrong. That's hell.
That is. Right. You don't supposed to judge anybody, right?
But isn't that hell?
No.
Is it heaven?
No, not that either.
Well, what is it?
It's a neutral place.
What does that mean?
It's neutral.
What do you mean
not
by
that? Not heaven or hell.
Well, what is it then?
That's what I said. It's neutral.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It's not heaven. It's not hell. It's right in the middle, right there.
If it's not hell, why doesn't it feel like fire?
I don't feel any fire.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
How do you know how I feel?
Because you don't even know what hell is. You think hell is a neutral place.
No, I didn't say hell was a neutral place.
Whatever you said.
But anyway.
Stephen, what's a neutral place? What do you mean by that?
It's not heaven. It's not hell.
Well, what is
it? It's neutral. Like in a car. You have a neutral in a car, right?
A what?
In a car transmission.
You have drive, park, and
neutral.
And what does neutral mean?
It means it's neutral. It's not in drive. It's not in park.
So you don't believe there's a hell or a heaven?
Sure, there's a heaven or hell.
And what is hell? What is heaven? What is heaven?
Oh, that's a good place where the good Lord resides.
And where is that?
I don't know. I don't know where heaven is.
You don't know where heaven is?
All I know is you go to heaven when you pass away.
And where is it?
Wherever.
What do you mean?
You read in the Bible. Read in the Bible, it says you go to heaven.
And where
you question the Bible and ask, where is heaven?
Yeah, where is heaven? Wouldn't you want to know where you're going?
I know where I'm going.
Where?
I think I'm going to heaven. I hope.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm going to have my downfalls.
What?
I have my downfalls. I do things.
But why do you hope you're going to heaven?
Because I don't want to go to hell.
Why not?
Why not go to hell? Do you want to go to hell?
Why you don't want to go to hell?
Because there's fire and smoke and bad people down there.
Do you have perfect peace now?
No such thing as perfect peace.
Do you have perfect peace now?
I don't. No such thing as perfect peace.
I just told you. Do you have perfect peace now?
I don't. There's no perfect peace.
Do you have it?
How am I going to have it if there's no perfect peace?
Do you have it?
No.
Then you already in hell. Welcome to hell.
All right.
Yes, you
are. I'm walking around nice.
No, you're in hell.
I got to. No.
No, you're in hell.
Okay, I'm in hell.
All right.
You say so.
All right. 888-7753. Let me go to Arizona and talk to Miriam. Miriam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Miriam again. I called a few days ago.
Okay.
I agree with everything that you're saying, and I think the previous caller is in denial. There is such a thing as being lost. There is also such a thing, and my question is, why are we normalizing evil doing?
Because you are blind and can't see. And you call good evil and evil good.
Exactly. Just like the, who was it? Sarah McBride or whoever that was, the congressman. I don't know. But just sitting there and expecting someone, we didn't misgender anything. It's true. You're a man.
That was
it is
so-called
it is.
Sarah McBride. McBride. And then what was interesting about that story, you got a male yelling at another male because he did the right thing. And he's yelling at him because he didn't call the male a woman. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know what? I also think it's trivial that people are still, like, look, humans, we have been around for a long time. And even thousands of years ago, however long we've been around, we, like, people understood, even the crazy ones, people understood there's male, there's female.
Right.
Why are you still, it's trivial to still be stuck on something that's so elementary, so kindergarten, so, it's so small, everybody, you have to move on. I can't believe that people are going backwards. It's very trivial.
Because this is hell on earth, and human hearts have not changed. When you change the heart, you change the person. And most people will not admit that they're evil, and as a result of it, their heart cannot change. That's why.
Yeah, and just like the previous caller, doesn't want to go to hell. Okay, but sure, you don't want to go to hell, but are your actions matching what you say? You don't want to go to hell. Are you doing good deeds? Are you trying not to sin? And I'm not saying that, you know, I know that we all sin. I know that we try. But if you really don't want to go to hell, make sure that what you do on this life, on this earth, before you do pass on, because death is permanent.
And do you sin?
Make sure that you're... Yes, unfortunately, I do, and I've been really trying, but...
And what is, if you can say, if it's not too personal, what is your sin?
I drink.
You drink?
I drink, yeah,
and,
I drink.
And why do you call that a sin?
Well, I mean, because God says not to drink, and if you do want to drink, you know, let's...
When did God say not to drink, and when did he call it a sin?
Well, I grew up Muslim. So
Allah, they lied to you. But when did God, go ahead, when did God say it's a sin to drink?
I mean, it's bad for you. Alcohol
when did God,
is bad.
So you grew up Muslim, and in the Muslim Bible, does it say that?
Yes.
It says
go ahead.
It says that drinking is a sin?
Yes. And drinking is a sin.
And what's a sin about it?
I mean, good things don't come from alcohol, from the influence of alcohol or any, just like drugs, too.
But what is sinful about drinking? Nowhere does God call drinking a sin. The Allahu Akbar Bible is lying to you.
Okay. I mean, we can agree to disagree, but, you know, like I say, and this is what I was trying to get at. Recently, I've, you know, had some, I also told myself, I really don't want to go to hell. So I've been, I've been trying to live a life sin-free. It's hard. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's difficult, but I truly don't want to end up in hell. So I'm trying to get my actions right.
And how are you trying to live a sin-free life? What do you mean by that?
No sex out of wedlock. Do things that God said to do. One of them is also not drinking. And also just,
God did not tell you not to drink.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
And so what are you doing to try to live a sin-free life?
Honestly,
you're not drinking,
going
you're not having sex, and what else?
I mean, honestly, I'm going back to God.
What?
I'm going back to God. I stopped praying a long time ago, started doing that, and just, you know, trying to keep myself from doing things that are...
But the things that you're trying not to do, you're doing them. You can't help it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You know, that's the journey. Sometimes you fall back, but you just keep... You got to get up and keep going.
Want me to tell you how to get back to the Father immediately?
Sure.
Drop your anger.
You dropped your anger,
you're back with the Father. That's the only sin that you're committing. Your heart is wicked, and you're playing God. Drop your anger, and then all these other things that as a result of you playing God, you won't have to try not to drink. You won't have to try not to have sex. Those things will be taken away from you, and you'll be fine. Those are not the sin. The sin is your wicked heart. That's what's causing you to need a drink, because you have no peace.
Yes.
So why don't you drop your anger?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely working on that.
Why haven't you dropped it, or why don't you just drop it?
Honestly, I don't know how to get to forgiveness.
To forgive your mother, stop judging your mother. She can help herself.
Yeah.
You become like your mother. Your mother's heart is wicked unless she's changed. And you are wicked because you hate her and you're yearning for your father. Forgive your mother. God will forgive you and you'll be back with the father.
Amen. Definitely.
Why don't you do it?
I don't know.
Those other things that you're trying not to do, you're going to forever do them. It's when your heart is right, those things will be taken away from you. You can't stop yourself from doing those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So why don't you go and forgive your mother?
I will.
Why have you not?
I will. Because I couldn't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just found it hard to forgive, especially after everything else that's happened. I don't want to go into it. But
right. How would God forgive you and draw you into the kingdom of heaven if you don't forgive your mother and your father for not protecting you from her? How would God forgive you if you don't forgive others?
That's a good question.
And the answer is?
I got to forgive. I got to drop my anger.
You got to face your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. Her mother did it to her. And then, because the way you're trying not to sin, you're getting deeper into what you're trying not to do. Because that's not the way out. The way out is you must forgive.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
And I want to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. You can do your little Allah U'Abba thing. And once you do Allah U'Abba, then you be still and know God. And I promise you, if you stay with this, you're going to have perfect peace right here on earth.
Thank you. And I do agree with perfect peace. I know you don't really listen. When I say listen, I mean like you don't actually, you don't really listen to other people that say there's no such thing as perfect peace. Yes, there is.
Yes.
I just have yet to get there. I believe in it.
Right on.
I just have yet to get there, and it's a journey. But yes, I believe in perfect peace. Well, thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Forgive your mother, and whatever her reaction is, that's on her. You're saying, I'm wrong for judging you, mama. I realize you couldn't help yourself. And I'm wrong for judging you, daddy, because you can help. You can protect me. You know how to handle mama. And God will forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish you well, all right?
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Zorak90 over on cozy.tv/JLP asks, shouldn't it be which race instead of which color with regard to the biblical question?
No, it's concerned race. Which color would you choose to be right?
Thank you, Zorak90.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Jesse, your question is poorly phrased for modern sense. Kurt out of Georgia heard it as, which race would you choose to correct for being most wrong?
Well, I can't do anything about how they're hearing it. That's on them. The question is concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin and Zorak90.
Yeah.
Paul X, how are we supposed to deal with the hell in our women?
By dealing with it in you first. Really? And you will never have to ask that question again when you deal with it in you. It will be amazing. That's an amazing question. Thank you.
Nice. Paul X says, also, I'd choose white with regard to which...
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Nothing wrong for rooting for the whole home team. Also, it helped me to forgive my parents when I recognized their evil in me.
So he chose white?
Yeah, he chose white.
Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Hannes O'Callaghan. Biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
White heart. Battery emoji. White heart. Green battery emoji with a lightning strike. White heart. Green battery with a lightning strike. Big smile. Grinning. Just kidding.
Oh, is it on me, white?
Well, he don't want to look like a white supremacist, I think.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Well, he didn't say anything. He just said, just kidding.
Oh, well, he's not answering the question then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
Justin's over on X. You're the man, Jesse. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Ralph, Five Coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, wishing you well. All well. Thank you for the best group of shows on the internet.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Eric, Three Coffees, to answer the biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
My answer is the whites, because white people were the only race by the majority who voted for the Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope!
If it weren't for the whites being right, evil cackling Kamala Harris and Beta Waltz would be our president.
I'm surprised that so many people say white. Interesting in many, many ways. Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin says, JLP is clueless what free will refers to. He sees it as free ability to rewrite their life and reality as they see fit, instead of ability to choose within a binary strata of yes, God versus no, devil.
How you gonna tell me how I see it? That's not how I see it. What's up? But thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Shin.
Yeah.
Joe Dirty Dirt, thank you for the wisdom. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Games for Rec, hoping is beta.
You say that again. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse, have you encountered some white folks who think of you as some ignorant without knowing you? Why is that? Blacks are easy to get caught when they do criminal things. Haha, love ya.
Thank you, Sion. I never think about what others think about me. It's not a part of my thinking. Thank you. I got.
We'll have to read the rest of them later, guys.
Thank you. You saw how we're trying to go really fast, right? Mm-hmm. The hate report coming up now. Then Joel Friday. I'm out. And then the Anchor Baby on Rumble.com at 12 noon Pacific time. Thank you all. Thank you for your donation. Thank you for your support. We'll finish the Super Chat tomorrow. Open Line Friday. Take care. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. And get Punchy's coffee. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you.